You're listening to a special podcast produced by UMFM 101.5 in partnership with the Winnipeg Folk Festival, running Thursday, July 5th through Sunday, July 8th at picturesque Birds Hill Park. Winnipeg Folk Festival is a celebration of people and music that has been one of North America's premier outdoor music festivals for over 40 years. I'm Michael Elves, host of Thank God It's Free Range, and this episode spotlights Sidi Touré. The Malian-born singer, songwriter, and guitarist got his start as a youth in the Songhai Stars, but it wasn't until 1996 that he released his first solo album, Hoga. It was 15 years till the follow-up, Sahel Folk, issued on Thrill Jockey. Sidi Touré will be performing on Saturday, July 7th at Big Blue Stem at 4:30 p.m. For the full lineup, a complete list of set times, to purchase tickets, and for more information on the Winnipeg Folk Festival, visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca.
Aibino, ihundo ganyanibe.
Right, well, Malian blues artist Sidi Touré coming to the Winnipeg Folk Festival. He's joining us on the line, as well as his manager, Matthew Tenari, who will be doing the translation for us. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now,
bonjour.
Sidi, you have a new record, Tu Barbero, out, and it's the first one in half a decade. And I'm curious about the gap between this one and Alafia, and what's been going on during that period. Was it just touring and playing out, or was there kind of like a period of kind of pulling back and getting prepared for this record?
Il demande, ça fait 5 ans depuis le dernier disque. Mm-hmm. Et entre-temps, qu'est-ce que tu as fait pendant le pause là, qu'est-ce que tu étais en train de faire?
Dis-lui la pause là, c'est ce qu'il voit. C'est le résultat de ça là, la tournée là, le nouvel album. Quand tu prépares, tu es un restaurateur, un restaurant, tu dois toujours préparer un bon repas parce qu'il y a, tu as beaucoup de clients qui doivent déguster.
Yeah, he says you're seeing the result of those past 5 years. And he made a comparison to a restaurant, you know, when you're cooking a dish, you want to make sure each ingredient is ripe and ready to assemble the best plate. So in the last 5 years, he's been drawing on a lot of different inspirations, and the result of that is the disc that just came out at the end of March, Tu Barbero.
Right. Now, speaking of making a dish, the ingredients, he's got a band of what have been described as young rising stars who joined him on this record. In terms of enlisting those ingredients or finding them, what was the process?
Okay, il dit comme tu parles de cuisiner, tous les ingrédients, et puis les musiciens qui sont avec toi, ce sont des nouveaux talents, des gens qui sont très bien. Qu'est-ce que tu as fait pour assembler l'orchestre et où tu as trouvé les musiciens?
Dis-lui que j'ai toujours partagé, j'ai toujours aimé les bons artistes. Tous les musiciens, chacun dans son rôle, est un excellent, pour ne pas dire professionnel.
He's always enjoyed exchanging with different musicians, and he really believes that each musician in his own role is very strong at what they do.
Il aura le temps de les voir sur scène, chacun dans son rôle.
And you will have the time, we hope, to see them all play on stage, and you'll see that each is really assures their own role.
So then he makes space or gives time for each of these performers. It's when CD's playing, it's not just his song or his way, that he lets the songs breathe and allows these artists to come to the front.
Alors tu laisses l'espace pour chaque musicien. Quand on voit le concert, on va voir chaque musicien qui présente son
instrument. Oui, son instrument. On a toujours joué comme ça. Dans les différents morceaux, chaque instrument, on a prévu une place pour tout un instrument, quoi.
Yes, he's always played in this way. Everyone has their own space each instrument solos. Each instrument will be given its proper value within the ensemble.
Mm-hmm. Now, does this trace back to his first sort of musical experience was in the regional orchestra, the Songhai Stars? And I'm curious if this is something that, you know, the atmosphere of that very first group influenced or informed all of his music subsequently, or at least the way that the music is made.
il dit, est-ce que l'ambiance n'est pas inspirée par ton premier groupe, le Shanghai Stars, et la façon de jouer avec eux? Est-ce que ça ressemble ce que tu fais maintenant avec cette
orchestre? Bon, c'est encore plus haut parce que le Shanghai Stars, j'étais à Gao, effectivement, j'ai tourné avec lui, mais après je suis venu dans la capitale, j'ai joué avec différentes sortes de musiciens, j'ai beaucoup tourné, c'est le résultat de tout ça. Ça, c'est plus lourd que le Shanghai Stars.
He says this is even heavier than the Shanghai Stars, because the Shanghai Stars was based in Gao, and since then he's been in Bamako and you know, has met an entire new team, and it's evolved from that time period till now.
Right. Now, one of the differences on the new record was it was recorded at Studio Bogolan, and I'm curious about what transpired that led him to that studio and kind of moving away from where he'd been for the past few records.
Il dit, le dernier album, c'était enregistré Studio Bogolan, à Bamako. Et donc, il demande pourquoi tu as choisi cet studio. You wanted to know why he chose the studio?
Yeah, why there after, you know, many records elsewhere.
Pourquoi le studio à Bamako après des autres albums que tu as enregistrés dans des autres studios?
Ouais,
pourquoi tu as choisi cet
studio? L'avantage, c'est que tous ces musiciens sont à Bamako.
Yeah, the advantage
même
is...
Même si c'est à 0 heure, ils vont venir.
The advantage is that all the musicians live in Bamako, and even if it's midnight, they will all come and record. So it's availability is a major advantage.
Right. I was curious if maybe the sound of the place or the vibe of the place, but it sounds like ease and access are maybe the premier.
Okay, il pensait que peut-être c'était le son là-bas ou la production du studio, mais tu dis que c'est plutôt l'accès, quoi.
L'accès, ben, puis le studio dans lequel on a enregistré, vraiment, chapeau à lui, il nous a fait un très bon son, hein.
Yes, but also, you know, hats off to the technicians there, and they did a good job with everything as well. So it was also an artistic choice as well as just a logistical one.
Right. Now, in terms of the material on Tubalbero, I'm curious, these songs, are they all created within the past 5 years, like since Alafia, or has any of these been, you know, in his catalogue for a while?
Tubalbero? Okay. Est-ce que les morceaux sur Tubalbero et tous les morceaux étaient écrits dans les derniers 5 ans que tu étais en pause, ou bien c'est des anciens morceaux?
Non, il y a quelques anciens morceaux que j'ai retouchés. Mm-hmm. Sinon, il y a beaucoup de nouveaux morceaux là-dessus.
There are some older songs that he kind of reworked, and then there's a lot of new songs as well.
With the
morceau n'est ancien quand tu l'as pas enregistré. Bon, quand un morceau est, quand c'est enregistré, quand c'est pas enregistré, même si c'est ancien, je n'appelle pas ça parce que c'est ancien, retravaillé, enregistré. Donc maintenant, ce n'est...
Yeah, and if there are older songs that were never recorded, it's as if it's new, because you know, you're putting it down for the first time.
I was going to ask in terms of those older songs, if it's a rediscovery of them for him as an artist, or, you know, does he see them as, you know, contemporary because they haven't been recorded yet or until now?
Okay. Pour toi, en tant qu'artiste, les anciens morceaux, est-ce que c'est comme si c'est une redécouverte, ou bien tu le vois comme des morceaux neufs, contemporains?
Les anciens morceaux.
Ouais,
non, les anciens morceaux, le début, j'ai dit, on ne peut jamais connaître Sidi. Sidi a beaucoup dans son ventre. Uh-huh. Il le remarque, tous mes albums ne sont pas les mêmes.
So, there's a lot in his repertoire. Mm. And he said, there's a lot in my stomach, literally. Mm. But, There's a lot of repertoire that he has access to, and he's saying he'll never kind of finish it all. There's always kind of songs within this repertoire that he can draw on at any time.
When he says he'll...
Mon maître qui m'a appris à chanter, lui-même, il est décédé, laissant un répertoire fleuve.
Okay.
Il n'a aucun enfant.
Even his vocal teacher, his music teacher, when he passed away, he left a river of songs behind that were unrecorded and to be drawn on for music.
You mentioned he said that there are songs within him that he'll never run out of these. Is that an awe-inspiring or a daunting thought to him? Does he, you know, feel under
okay,
the
pressure? Le fait que tu as dit que tu vas jamais terminer les morceaux qui sont dans le ventre. Est-ce que pour toi c'est quelque chose qui t'inspire ça ou bien ça te fait ça te met le pression parce que il y a beaucoup de morceaux et un peu de temps.
Oui, vraiment c'est ça. Et c'est ce que je disais, on ne peut parce que moi je suis inspiré à tout moment. Content je suis inspiré, mécontent je suis inspiré, je mange je suis inspiré, je suis dans la toilette je suis inspiré, je cours je suis inspiré.
Yeah, so I think there is an aspect of wanting to kind of maximize as much of the repertoire as possible. He's saying he's inspired all day long, you know, while he's going through his daily routine. And so it is, he'd like to get as much of the music out there as possible.
Mm-hmm. So... Before we go, I want to get CD to pick a track off Tu Bolero that we can feature, and if he has a reason why he's picking it or an anecdote about the song.
Okay. Dernièrement, il te demande de choisir un morceau qui va mis sur la radio et dire un petit mot sur cette morceau.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So he's chosen Hey Yeah Yeah, which is one of the tracks on Tu Bolero. It's we shot a video for it back in November, so perhaps you can post that along with the track online. And un petit mot sur Hey Yeah Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Un petit mot sur Hey Yeah Yeah.
Hey Yeah Yeah, bon, tu connais le sens déjà.
Okay. All right, so Hey Yeah Yeah is a song about marriage, and it's kind of talking about the momentous occasion of marriage and the joy and the fact that everyone is the family members and friends and everyone is united for this occasion. The phrase Hey Yeah Yeah is sort of like a cry of joy that is. Something that's said at weddings. So it's a joyous marriage song, in short.
Perfect. CD and Matthew, thank you very much both for your time and looking forward to seeing you at the Winnipeg Folk Festival.
Thank you as well.
Moi aussi, je te remercie. Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you in the summer.
I'm Michael Elves, and you've been listening to a special podcast spotlighting CD Touré, who will be performing on Saturday, July 7th at Big Blue Stem at 4:30 p.m. at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. To hear more featured artists, visit umfm.com and be sure to visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca to get tickets to this great event running July 5th through 8th at Birds Hill Park. Yeah.
What can you want your way?